There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
All right, it is time for From the Helicarrier, where Sin Raven, Kurt Hot Gravy Booten, and me, the Rock Out of Podcast, get together to shoot the whatever we're going to talk about today and play a few video games while we're doing it. So we were just kind of talking about She-Hulk a little bit and comparing it to NBC's Must See TV Thursdays on the 90s. And Kurt, give that one line summary that you gave at the end of our little talk about She-Hulk.
Just now, yeah. So it's not fantastic, but it's the fun that I didn't think I needed.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, because it isn't. I mean, and it's not a hilarious show, but it just like you watch it and you go, "All right, I'm glad I watched that. That was fun."
Hey. Yeah.
And it's not really, it's not like over the top, oh my God, that was so good. And it's not, oh, that's terrible. It's just fun. And it's simple fun.
Yeah, you know.
And while I am usually the one looking for what's the deep, you know, storyline that they're doing.
there's
gonna be something. There's definitely a little something. But okay.
Yeah.
We know. Okay, here's the thing. If you've not watched the show yet, or if you've not watched this episode.
No, I've not watched today's episode.
You have not? Okay. Not today. Did you like Wong on the last episode?
Yes.
You get more Wong.
Good.
And it's better.
Oh, they're good. Really leaning into it. Like, it's they're
really, really better.
It's almost
like Wonger.
Okay, everything has a theme, right? I got it, man. Every Marvel show has a theme. Every movie has a theme, right? You've got the Winter Soldier stuff is more than the spy espionage level stuff, right? Ant-Man's heist. She-Hulk is Ally McBeal.
Kind of is.
Kind of, yeah.
It kind of is that kind of thing. Yep.
It really is.
Yep.
You know, and I was not a huge fan of Ally McBeal, but there was some fun stuff in it.
No, but Ally McBeal is actually... That's a pretty good analogy, Ally McBeal, on that one.
Hey, just because Ally McBeal was of this week in the MCU, and I'll be good. Yeah.
It's kind of a Ally McBeal was kind of. Oh, I mean, I didn't watch it.
It was kind of loosely, fun. Just like this. It's loosely based around lawyering and courtrooming and
right,
you know, fourth wall break. Now, no, from what I've been told, I did not read much of She-Hulk in the comics, mostly because what little I did read, I just didn't care for the writing and how they did the character, and I must have gotten the wrong storyline because all I really got was just kind of boring. Like, oh, I want to be the cousin of the Hulk kind of throwaway story versus what I've been told is She-Hulk constantly breaks the fourth wall in the good comics and has
all the time moments.
Yeah. So I never got to experience that. So getting it through here, they're really leaning into that. They're doing it
in every episode multiple times.
Yeah. But it's not like, okay, that's getting old. It just seems to fit.
Yeah. And it's not nearly as creepy as when Scarlet Witch did it.
When did Scarlet Witch do it?
Oh, there were a couple times where she looked right at the camera as if she knew.
Oh, during the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, did she do it during?
I don't Multiverse? Remember it during the movie.
The movie.
Maybe not during Multiverse, but she did it during the show where it was like, yeah, don't look at me. Stop it. Stop. You keep doing your scene. Stop looking at the camera.
Well, that's because there was a couple of shows that they mimicked. That was part of the show.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not talking about the Modern Family thing.
Okay.
Because that's what that was, the Modern Family thing where they were doing that. Where Vision's talking to the camera just about.
Like, I don't remember her doing it in other sections.
I would say there was Bewitched one. There's a moment or two where she just stops and looks at you. Or I can't read that. I get what you're saying. I'm pretty sure there were some moments where you're starting to feel the break of the episodes. Like, I think that was just a, a playthrough of her breaking, and her breaking was her kind of looking at the camera, realizing.
Yeah,
it was well done. It was creepy.
Yeah, and I think that didn't they do one in? No, it wasn't in What If, but it was when Doctor Strange could hear Uatu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which was a little weird too. But I'll figure it. I'll no, go it wasn't, back and find it.
Was it Doctor Strange? No, it wasn't Doctor Strange. It was Ultron.
It was Ultron. You're right. You are absolutely right. It was Ultron. Yeah.
It's the Hulk I need, man. I know they removed him after two episodes, but I just love watching Big Green do his thing, man.
Yeah.
And there's it doesn't help hurt to have some green while you're watching Big Green. What do you want?
Oh boy, which one is it?
My youngest was here for Pokemon Go podcast. Because he had a good Pokemon Go adventures last Ooh. Weekend when they had the event. Here you go. And so we're going to go out for just a few minutes on the way home and let him play for more Pokemon. So I have him in the other room watching our show on the couch so it won't interrupt us. So because it interrupts us to say hit the wrong button on the phone and needed to get back to it. So all that being said, very much enjoying it. Now, tying that in right to this game. What do you guys think about this She-Hulk Attorney at Law costume? Well, I know
I like it.
Kurt, have you seen it?
I hadn't seen it, but I like it.
Yeah, it's.
I like the costume. The setup one for it is good. The event itself is right. It's not terrible.
Do they let you see the costume?
Yeah,
in the character model.
Yeah, you can pull it up on the character.
That's what I'm gonna do right now for everybody at home. The event is weird.
I'm
honestly struggling with these milestone events where I can get about half to three quarters of the way through.
Well, this entire setup for this current character is really pretty crappy. Because like the previous one, you would get shards from the milestones. In this one,
right, you're
getting
better.
Like once you cross milestone 24, you get a bunch of orbs later on. But the I had two orbs to pull today. The first orb I got a purple in the middle. It was a 2.
Wow.
The second one was a 20, so that's awesome. But like, really, you're gonna do these month-long events? You're gonna limit how many orbs you're getting, and it's gonna be a 2 drop? It's pretty trash.
Yeah, I like that model. Oh, I think it works.
I liked it. I like the pantsuit better.
Yeah, the pantsuit is nice.
Really, what was the other? Can you click the other one?
It's a business.
Oh yeah, no, the pantsuit's way better.
Honestly,
the pantsuit's way better.
All of it makes you feel less creepy than the unitard that they put on every woman in Marvel. Where she's barely wearing anything. I do like the fact that they clothed her and made her look good at the same time. And it's a great model. I just say, because they make such a good and big deal about the hair in the show, about it just long and straight and black. That's one thing. It's like, this has got green tints to it that maybe more comic appropriate, but
yeah, it kind of is, but I mean,
well, the wrestling outfit is from the comics too,
right?
It is a comic book cover.
I thought, sure, I saw a trailer or a sneak peek for the show where she was wearing a superhero outfit.
Probably. We're only, what, four episodes in?
Yeah, today's 4 episodes.
I'm sure we'll get something. I mean, they didn't do Hawkeyes until like the very last episode.
True.
So, I definitely enjoyed that. I don't know. I don't think I'll get the costume, but Emma Frost's costume actually went for regular bits now. I dig it. I'd get that. The Dawn of X costume. Hellfire Club.
I mean, they did the classic costume. That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, they already did it. So
she kind of reminds me of Moxie a little bit from Borderlands with that haircut.
Yeah.
So I'm actually getting better at getting regular bits for costumes. I was tempted a little bit to get Shang-Chi costume because they're doing sales now, Kurt. They're doing offers that for $10. Oh, there's one right there. For $10, you can buy the costume.
Oh. There was a couple that showed up for $5.
Five? I didn't see the $5. I've only seen the
I think there was at least one that showed up for $5. Everything else has been showing up for $10, though.
To be fair,
I don't mind that. So. I mean, yeah. you can argue the price, but I don't mind it.
$10 for costumes for any game, you know,
yeah,
it's fine.
Is it?
They still don't have a proper Wong outfit, though, do they?
No.
No, they do. They do.
I disagree. I do not think that's proper at all. It just doesn't. I mean, they got the costume. It doesn't look like the Wong that we have. Neither one of these looks like the Wong that we have now in the universe.
Yeah, right. The Wong on the right is comic book Wong.
Yes.
And I can dig that. The one on the left.
With the abnormally long fingers?
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
That's Shooter McGavin Wong. Crappy is pronounced Scopely.
Play it where it lays, Mr. McGavin.
He's not wrong.
Oh my god. Yeah, but I haven't caught many of the sales here recently. I did get Adam Warlock on the last run through. I am working on my team to max out Omega Red because that dude is something else. And just ultimately been playing through pretty well. But I think I do like the advent that you can just get the costume. I just personally, man, I was so close to buying that one for Carnage, the zombie Carnage, or whatever they call it. The costume.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
the long neck one.
Yeah, it's good. Honestly, it probably would have to be a Hulk and a really cool, like, to me, I don't know what that would be, but a really cool Hulk. Like, okay, here's $10 because it's still just a costume. And I even have a hard time throwing down $10 for character shards when I know they're going to change the game for me. And
Hulk actually has some really good costumes, like get him from Mr. Fix-It, World War Hulk, get him Mastermind. There's a ton of costumes they could do for Hulk.
And they don't have Maestro yet, right?
No. Yeah. You could do Maestro as a costume, yeah.
Oh, and in the event, I did okay on so they did a special event instead of just doing the special battles that are the Scourge. They did another Scourge event, Kurt, and I actually got another star level on Morgana. Right, that's what
Yeah, nice.
And now they're selling the crap out of all her gear and stuff as you do.
Well, it's because you got her. You know, she's unlocked, so all those offers came back
Man,
up.
Man, that's a lot of offers.
Yeah,
a lot of offers for her. Does that work, Sin? Have you seen in your communities where people are picking pieces of that offer or catching multiple pieces of it?
There's. Those are all standard. Like that's the same offers that always come up when you unlock somebody. But you know, some of them are worth it. Some of them are not. The gold offers from the unlocks are usually some of the best. So if you need some gold orbs, that's usually the best way to do it. Like it's coming down to like there's a $20 offer for 75 shards of what's his name, Star-Lord T'Challa. Well, he's farmable, but if you want to save yourself time, it's $20 for 75 shards and a mega orb. Yeah, $20, 75 shards is not a small amount. That will take you a while to farm up. I'm at exactly 225 of 300 right now. So that's actually exactly enough to get him to 7 star for me. I'm like, I think I'm just going to keep farming him because it's, you know, it's going to take a little while, but it saves me $20. Or I could just finish him today if I wanted to. But it's actually surprising that it was right on the 75 spot.
Just right there. But 25.
Yeah.
Well, $24.99, whatever it is. That's still a lot.
Well, for him, it's $20. The 25, there's a couple offers for characters for 25. 30 is your standard. The newer ones are 35. So it's all over the place. They're not doing the one core milestone, the one core offers for this one, but what you do is you do one blitz and you go to the web store and grab a daily milestone there.
I got my login messed up on my phone for the web store. I keep forgetting to go back there.
Yeah, you should double check on that, because anything, like if you're buying stuff, you should buy through the web store because it will get you milestones there.
Yeah, it gets you stuff.
It gets you extra stuff, yeah.
Store. I got to figure out why it lost my connection. So it's not like... Okay, it's making me do my PID again. It's just erased everything. So that's what it is. It was like, what's your PID? And I was like trying to figure it out and get my stuff. And it's like, it just became a nightmare for that day. So I'm not going to mess with it, but I will try to get back in. Well, you can log in with your Facebook now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that. I'm not one of
just, these, just pull up your PID in the game and put it in there and you're all set.
Yeah. And that would be under, not rosters.
Under your profile.
Get back. Yeah. I'll get logged in here. So Dragon Con went well.
Yeah, how was that?
It was Kurt was actually fairly instrumental in making it happen because
that's true. You're right, actually.
We forgot his in all the mess that's happened over a couple of years, me, Kurt, Scott, and a few others had to fix some things with Twitch and some authy crap, and it was a nightmare, but we got it working. And somehow his phone number is on the Dragon Con Digital Media Twitch page. So like I'm hitting, send me the code. Damn it, send me the code. And then I'm like, Scott, are you getting a code? And then all of a sudden he's like, no, but Kurt's now hitting me up saying he's got codes. I'm like, oh, Kurt. And then we hit the button too much. So we had to wait. I mean, it was a good, over an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Kurt worked with us to get the codes and got it going. And then I think you moderated some probably for us during the weekend. Somebody did.
Somebody did. I was trying, I wanted to, and we couldn't figure out how to give me the power to do that. So we'll work that all out.
I'll log back in probably this weekend. I'll hit you up and try to log in and fix it and all that. All right, where do I get my code for this web thing?
So your PID is just right there on the top left. So you just type that in. I don't know.
I remember there's somewhere in here. It doesn't show me how to get.
Oh, hold on. I don't remember where that is. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Code button to see your PID and code. There wasn't a get code button.
Wait, that's not your PID that you just had.
That is my PID. That's what I'm saying.
There's a separate code that you're supposed to use. There it is. Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the settings. Together.
It puts it together.
All right. You might hold on. Before you
copy down.
Before you.
All right, everybody looking. Just copy everything down. Oh. Get the numbers.
Does it really matter if I type it fast enough? Because I won't be able to see it myself.
You're right. I forgot about that.
I can just type fast. It's fine. Because it regenerates a code every time I have to do it. There you go.
Yeah, it does a different code every time.
So unless you're live right now, you're not going to be able to mess with me. Oh, my God. This browser's not recognized. Please enter your second temporary code. How many people are spoofing this little game that people aren't playing as much as they used to? Seriously. Making this is worse than
making you work. See it.
I got it. I got it. Hold on. Wait.
I got it.
That's it. I put it in chat.
You know what's funny, Kurt? You know what's really funny?
What?
Is I can't see it, but the chat still could. The live stream still can see it, so you blocked me.
Oh, they can still see it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so wait, they can't see what the annotations then?
Not on this. I think we set up the other Snap Zoom to catch the annotations differently.
Oh, man.
All right. So now I am in. Now I've got some milestones to collect. And thank you for all the help from the Three Stooges over here.
There's only two.
But, I brought up Dragon Con to say, Kurt was actually very, very helpful. Gave me some grief as he should. I gave him some grief right back as I should. Okay, Sin, though, what kind of dirty bastard who promised to bring you ribs and cook ribs at your house, but then can't come to Dragon Con, waits till Wednesday night before the con to go, hey, look at these ribs that I smoked that you can't have. That dirty bastard.
I saw that photo. I was like, my God. Damn it.
Yeah,
it was killing me. I did not see a lot of, I did not see any Miss Marvel costumes.
That's weird. Really?
That I was surprised by. I only saw like two Moon Knight. One was Mr. Knight.
I saw a Mr. Knight in some pictures.
I think that's the only one. I don't think I saw the regular.
I saw a Mr. Knight and I saw a Khonshu. That Khonshu looked amazing.
I did not get to see the Khonshu.
It was giant. It was so nice. Cool.
So yeah, I didn't see. I saw a few variants walking around. Of course, no She-Hulks yet because it's still new. Right. And I'm sure they'll probably come. I was very surprised I did not see any Ms. Marvels.
That is weird.
And actually, I didn't see any of the real standards. I didn't see a lot of Peggy Carters or, I mean, Iron Man's a standard at Dragon Con because they do the fancy suit and it's like probably thousands of dollars, but didn't see that one either.
Mm. But I saw, I think it was a little girl that was dressed as Weird Al with a pencil mustache and a curly wig and a toy accordion.
Nice.
And she looked amazing. It was so good.
I saw a photo today of the Rocks from Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, I saw
the dude had the Rocks with the googly eyes on it.
I didn't see that. I did see the Fingers. The people that are being hot dogs for fingers. There was a number of people doing that one from Anything Everywhere All at Once.
I still haven't seen that movie. Everything.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's a better multiverse movie than the Doctor Strange multiverse movie.
I keep hearing that. Speaking of which, Thor Love and Thunder hit Disney Plus today.
Yay.
Yes. Have you watched it yet?
No, not yet. Well, I mean, I saw it in the movies, but I'm going to watch it again. Just if for no other reason so I can capture the screaming goats.
Yeah.
I love the fact that they just leaned into that.
When you get that, I need that sound clip, please.
I will. Yeah. A whole movie. In fact, I might play it on the show this weekend on the podcast.
Sid, man, we need to hack his phone and make the screaming goats the notification for anybody goes live on Twitch. So, cause you know, he's followed you and me and everybody else. So as soon as they go live, it's just screaming goats all the time.
All of mine are turned off.
Yeah.
Everybody I have followed, his notification is turned off. Otherwise my phone would go crazy every single day.
Then the other thing that they debuted this week was the Tom Hanks Pinocchio movie.
That looks good.
Which I gotta watch it. It's got Tom Hanks in it.
Right.
And it looks really good.
Well, it's Tom Hanks. Of course it looks really good.
I know, but the aesthetics, like, because it's Disney, so they kept the Disney-looking like Pinocchio. Graphics.
Yeah.
And everything, but it just looks good. It looks good. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be checking that out.
I got to tell you, I'm still watching I Am Groot because my granddaughter is still taken with that series of shorts.
That's adorable.
She dances with the dance fight.
That's great, man.
And that one was probably the cutest one.
Every time the dance fight finishes, she goes off to do something else, and I turn to my daughter and go, you know he just killed that dude, right?
the comment about the little guy. And my wife was like, oh, I want to watch all of them. Let's watch them now. And so we got, just for to offer it to her, we got Zoe to come in and watch it. But we were going to watch it as adults. We didn't care. And then when the moment happens and the little guy, I mean, my wife's like, and all you can do is, it's one of those train wreck laughs. Yep. It's like, you laugh. So you're like, what the heck? And then, of course, it's
fine. Which is why they put that scene in so that people weren't traumatized weren't traumatized.
It was one of those, it was a perfect 90s type cartoon, right? Where there's definitely things for the adults.
Yeah.
But it was very entertaining for the kids. But it was not one of those that if they figure out the joke, it's like an awkward conversation. Everything was still very Disney, but very fun. On that
and the leaf one where they show him It was in the bath, the mud bath, and then they showed him dressing up.
That one was really cool.
They made toys of all those costumes.
Did they really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the one with the big dress looked really cool.
It did. The Marie Antoinette looking one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And the dolphin. And yeah, apparently they made toys out of all those already.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not surprised. What else is going on for you in this game, Sin?
Mostly just, you know, lots of blitzing because this event is back to, you know, blitz your ass off and then get your war attacks done to get all the briefcases for this event. So it's constant blitzing. We already had, like, last week was Wisconsin blitzing, and now this week again. They took a break for a little while from pushing a lot of blitz stuff, but we still haven't had it's been a while since we've had a release character for a blitz. Like it's been a few months now since there was a character release via blitz. So that actually surprising to me. I think they're trying to get away from it. I mean,
well, they also dropped in like 1,000 extra blitz credits, based, not credits.
Yeah, there was a bunch of free that gave out. But like the problem is you have the sim button, but it's not quality time, right? It's not
right.
There's nothing interesting about it. Like you going through a blitz, like at this point, it's not something that you should be focusing on having, you know, screen time from your players. Give it an all, you know, sim all button. Don't do it for the raids. Do it for the blitz.
Well, that when I get what you're saying, and I from a player standpoint, if I were still playing, I would agree with you. The question that I have, though, is that if you're doing that, then why bother having the mode anymore?
That's also fair.
Yeah, that is fair.
Right? If all you're doing, because you're taking out the annoying part, and you go, just click here, we'll give you a bunch of crap.
Well, so there's 42 teams, so it takes 5 minutes to go through a blitz on a regular. Without the sim, like if you did it back on the old system,
hour, right?
Yeah, that like 33 teams was taking about 45 minutes.
Oh yeah, no, I understand that part of it, but when you said sim all,
yeah, the sim all is just because it's just like why?
Well, you're right, and that is the final question, right? Why?
Yeah.
I'm with you. But I just, if it doesn't have to be
active, like you can introduce it and not have it active for everyone. You could have it active for, you know, one only. Well, not for me only. Trust me, if this feature went in as like a premium feature, people would pay for it.
Yeah.
But like to have it for, hey, you can't use it on a character release blitz. You have to do it, you know, through sim or manual, but you can't do it on the weekend blitzes or like the orb blitzes or something like that.
Right.
Just to speed everything up. Really, the whole system is still a mess. The whole system, when they were doing it, it should just be charges. Like 8 charges per character, blitz whenever you want. If you want to do it in the morning, all 8 of them, you're done. You don't have to do it at all. Or, you know, you can do it every 3 hours or something like that. Just instead of having a time lockout like we do for the 2 hours, it should just be every character has 8 charges that get used up for blitz. Use them 8 times and then you pay cores.
Right.
But, you know, that's not how it got set up, unfortunately.
Yeah. I did a lot of blitzing through the other events. Because what I do like about it, it's easy for me to identify how to move that event marker up. Oh, blitz with Gamma and Defenders. Okay, done. That I can move the needle on. Right now, I'm trying to see if I can't get a good Brawn Red Star out of the openings.
Yeah, he's on his last day.
Yeah. And I typically hoard the opens for something like this, although I'm not getting any good opens right now at all. Everything's under 3 stars. I got a Riddler on my screen. Thank you for that. Here was something weird about because all the hotels for Dragon Con do themes, right? And I got to stay in the Hilton this year. So I didn't really have much opportunity to leave it. So I'm not sure what the themes were for the other hotels. But the Hilton, they phoned it in, man. They went with this Batman theme as you come in the lobby. So
now Ice Lounge, right?
Yeah, but no.
I heard that there was this ice lounge that they were charging a cover charge to go into.
I don't know anything about.
And they took all the seats.
They did take away all the seats out of the main area.
Which is insane because people were using that as a rest area.
Right. So they put up, you know, Batman signage, and it really felt like when like a Target or somebody does a celebration of something. It wasn't even like, okay, why Batman? Oh yeah, there was the Batman this year. But it wasn't like that themed. It wasn't like that gritty or that Riddler or that Batman. It was a standard, almost it felt like Batman and Robin with the colors and the way that it was like.
Right.
Who did you, what corporate level stooge had no idea what he's doing? Did you ask to decorate? They just Googled Batman decorations from Party City. I don't know, but it was weird.
Yeah, it wasn't evident within the hotel, really, other than the signage.
No, it's just as you come in that lobby, and that's it. That's where it stopped. They didn't have, one year they did, like, follow the dinosaur and Jurassic Park kind of stuff, and yep. You know, they had stuff throughout the, nope, nothing. Although, everybody's kind of glad they didn't go to Jurassic Park, because Lawson wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Hey, it is time actually to flip over. Joker was here. Stupid. All right, let me see if I can't flip over to the snap. And watch it.
Have you been playing much lately?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
I have still not stopped going since 2 weeks before August.
Fair enough.
I got told at Dragon Con, it's like, hey man, you don't look like you're nearly as tired or exhausted as normal. And I was like, yeah, because I've been running on 2 hours of sleep for 6 weeks leading into Dragon Con, and this is actually more sleep. So it's still high stress, but my body is compensated for right now. I'm okay. But I appreciate you noticing. Because it's only on this computer, and I'm barely getting down there. Actually, as you guys know, I didn't do any shows last week for Dragon Con. A week ago, I was exhausted, so I did Pokemon and had to be out. And then I think before that, according to Twitch, it's been 2 months since we live streamed.
Really?
That's what Twitch said.
That can't be possible.
We had a few weeks where I was definitely out in the beginning.
We did one show. It hasn't been 2 weeks. We did show.
But we did the one show that we didn't go. We didn't live stream it. I do remember that.
Issues. Oh, okay.
And I was like, I'm not down. All right, Sword and Shield is out the season
pass. That's the new event, the new season.
Okay,
and Nick Fury is the new card, and Nick Fury is on. I think it's a five cost card, and when you play it, you get 3 6 cost cards in your hand.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Which is okay, but man, you got to have the right deck to make that worthwhile.
Yeah, you play it with Wave.
Right. Wave would definitely be one of them. You know, Wave would help. But it's still 5 power, so you get it out turn 4 maybe.
Yeah.
And then the Triskelion, fill the rest of your hand with random cards.
Oh god. Oh,
I love random. I do. I live on random.
I like it quite a bit.
It's just if a game does it right, it's a happy space of chaos and where I thrive in.
Yep. I understand that.
I talked about playing Slay the Spire. There's this one boss called a Snekko, and it's a snake dinosaur kind of weird creature. After the first round, they hit you with confusion, and every card is a random cost. So instead of I built my deck, I know what it costs to play the cards. That one makes it random, which takes some like really high power cards and makes them zero sometimes, which is great. There's actually an artifact that you can get that will always make it random. I pick that artifact every time. It's like, oh, chaos is where I thrive in that. So that's the Triskelion you said?
Yeah, Triskelion. That's a new card they introduced this week.
And have you played with it?
I have. It's interesting. Because the downside is if it fills up your hand to the max, then you can't draw a card that next turn.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That makes it sense. Burns.
So it's got good and bad to it. It does add this really weird randomness to it, though, where you end up getting cards that you might not otherwise be able to play. So the combo I've been trying to play with lately just to try to make it work is Thor and Mighty Thor with Wong. So Wong is an ongoing card that doubles the reveal effect, the on reveal effects of cards that are played that location.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So Thor produces produces a Mjolnir, which is a zero cost card, but it gives Thor +7 if you play it.
Right.
So if you Wong Thor, then you get 2 zeros that get shoveled into your deck. And then
this is not Jane, the Thor you're looking for. It's the
Wong one. And then Jane Foster, the Mighty Thor, when you play her, she retrieves all zero cost cards from the deck and puts it into your hand. So theoretically, you can double up. The problem is that Thor costs 4, Jane Foster costs 5, and Wong costs 4.
Oh, okay.
So the order of operations there is difficult at times. So
you got to throw him on 4, you got to throw her on 5, you got to throw Thor on 6.
Well, you throw her on 5. You throw her on 5, she has no zero cards to pull because you haven't played Thor yet.
Yeah. Right, so you throw Thor on 5, you throw her on 6, and hopefully you have the zeros with you.
Right. Or you bring in Scarlet Witch and you try to pull or Magic and you try to pull a Limbo to give you that extra turn. It is weird, but I've had it work. And man, it's weirdly effective because like there are things that allow it to work. Elysium allows it to work. Anything that will reduce the costs and allow you to play them earlier. So it's good though. I still haven't found a use case for Daredevil that makes sense yet. Daredevil is the one that allows you to see what your opponent's going to play on turn 5
before. Yeah, it's like, what's the point of that?
Well, it's before you play, so you can play defensively, and if you have initiative, then you could hose them. Like if they're going to play Hobgoblin, for example, which gives you -8 when it goes to your side, and that will give you the opportunity to fill up that spot so that they play Hobgoblin because they don't know what you're going to play. They play Hobgoblin and get stuck with a -8 on their side.
No, so that's fair.
There are use cases. It's just kind of difficult to form your hand around on. So
right.
But yeah, this week I finally hit collection level 2000.
Nice.
2000? Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't played in a while.
Yep. So, the season pass I bought again because it's worth it for me. I'm playing enough and I'm enjoying it enough that it's definitely worth it. All the extra stuff that you get. So I have Nick Fury already. I got a sweet, Black Cat, variant card, which is like a fully painted.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Yeah. I pulled that today. See if I can find it.
The elevator music as you look for it.
Yep.
I didn't do that one at Dragon Con, but I did do. We had a you get into the elevators, right? And someone is just packed and it will stop at other floors and everybody's like, oh, and somebody said something reminded me of Madagascar. And I pissed off everybody outside the elevator. We're like, smile and wave, boys, smile and wave. And we all just put up our hands and did the wave and then the door shut.
nice.
No question. Okay.
That's right. Cause I can't share it because you're not captured. Well, you're not capturing the Zoom.
Oh, I should be now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you lay it over my game, it should show up on the Zoom.
I wonder if I can do that.
So it's not capturing the Zoom. It's like, yeah, if you could, like how you draw mine, it should show up now.
So if I draw on yours now, let's see.
Yeah, it shows up. There you go.
Doesn't show up on the stream.
That's what the
No, there it is. It was just delayed.
Yeah, this was just set up.
Wow.
This,
okay.
This scene is set up differently to capture than the Strike Force one.
So, the annotate's there. Hello. Clear that. So if I actually do share my screen, it'll show it.
If that's a good question.
So no,
I think you have to put it over my game somehow.
I don't know that I can.
I think
do
it's
that.
Only capturing this screen share.
Let me see. Yeah, I don't think I can do it. So
why am I getting no sound in this game?
If I
Man, I don't like playing with this thing.
If I do this, it'll stop your sharing.
Hey, experiment.
Yep. And
you're at 2000. I just hit 801.
Okay. Now, did that? Now, I know you guys see that, but that's the black cat that I just got.
Catch up because it's still. So it's not.
Wow. So it's capturing.
That is really cool.
Yeah, that's a great, but it's showing, you captured your game as well as Zoom for the.
Okay, that's
what that's what it is. Weird, though. Huh. I would have thought. Okay. So stop share. And you can do your game again.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, Triskelion is annoying.
Yeah, right? It's a little weird.
It's really annoying because like on the first turn, I got it and it just filled my hand up.
Yep.
And I don't have anything to play.
Oh, no. Oh, so that's two turns. Well
I got stuff to play on the second turn. Right. It's just, it completely ruins the first turn.
Right. Oh, so Charles, how did you get Jane Foster in your deck?
I have no idea, to be honest.
Oh, you must have pulled her then. You must have pulled it from something.
Yeah, because I definitely didn't do the pass or anything like that.
Oh, no. So everybody got Jane Foster for free after the Nexus event.
Yeah, so I did pull her from that, yeah.
And you just happened to throw her in your deck?
Because this is the unplayable one. See, they're all silver. Most of them are all gray.
Line. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but this isn't going to help me. So I'll just do this. See how this plays out. I don't think it's going to play out very well, but it's okay. It's all right. I gave it a shot.
So if you want to be really annoying, clone your Yondu and just keep playing him in the center. Because it'll chop down his deck and...
Oh, I did. So I stacked it with one that did two Yondus, and then I threw Carnage and destroyed them all.
So you already did that.
A little bit, yeah.
But then you could keep going. Like, if you got it early enough, you could keep going. Actually, Yondu and Cable will just mill their deck.
Yeah, because you're stealing and slash. I love it. I didn't think I would have spammed that had I thought about it.
Now, the danger there is if they're playing a Hela deck and you destroy their cards, Hela will bring them all back.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Cool, unless you're on the opposite side of it.
Well, okay, yes. That's one of those, wow, you just really smacked me in the face. Kind of cool, awesome. I will be happy to say nobody at Dragon Con did any of the stupid TikTok trends like slap you in the face with a tortilla or anything like that.
Oh, good.
Because yeah. Trends are stupid.
Okay, so that Wong Thor, Mighty Thor thing that I was talking about, so Limbo just came up for me. So now I have 7 turns, and Kamar-Taj is one of the locations. So I can double my on reveals. It gets weirdly ugly. Like if I just did Wong, White Tiger, and Odin, I could fill up my board with White Tiger of Spirits, which are all 7 energy apiece or 7 power apiece. So it's really, really annoying to the opponent. Oh, so that's another one. Onslaught Citadel. You play Wong on Onslaught Citadel.
Yeah.
Wong doubles your reveal. You're on reveal, and then you double and that.
Double that. Wow.
Yep.
That's a good one. Well, no, it's ongoing effects, right? So does he do on reveal or does he do ongoing?
He doubles on reveal, but he is an ongoing. So Onslaught Citadel doubles you.
I don't have anybody with any ongoing effects in this deck, apparently. There we go. Oh yeah,
you probably don't want to do that.
Not really. And armor has ongoing, but how am I going to double my armor? It's just the same thing,
right?
I do like the Gamma Lab. I love the Gamma Lab.
Gamma Lab is interesting. When it was the frequent location, using Gamma Lab to load it up with 1-point characters. The other thing though is that if you have anything that buffs those characters, the Hulks keep the buffs.
I like it. I noticed with Carnage, when I threw him on the one that duplicates, and then but I stacked it, so I had 3, and I threw him on and destroyed them all, duplicated that, it gave me that power. So I started with a level 8 power Carnage.
Right.
And then I could put him on another one and build it up more.
Yep, you can do that with, if it's on the center location, you can do it with Medusa as well. So.
Ooh, will this remove the ongoing effects of the opponent as well? Remove all the abilities of all ongoing cards at list locations. So
yeah.
It should.
Yeah, yours and opponents.
Yours and the opponents, right.
Boom, baby. Screw your Angela. When are we going to get She-Hulk in this game?
Got to be soon.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they were just about ready to bring that out.
I was a little surprised Nick Fury was this season.
Right, because they already did Defenders.
Yeah. So it could be because She-Hulk is 9 episodes long that they decided to
wait till next season.
Yeah. And it's still blowing me away that it's 9 episodes long.
Right.
Because we got so used to the 6 episode thing.
I'm very happily surprised because I'm enjoying the show a lot.
I agree.
I am too.
I still don't think we're going to see Bruce again.
No.
I doubt it.
Something else up with that. I think.
Oh, they completely are.
They're bringing him up for either Secret Wars, most likely Secret Wars.
Yeah. Well, and there's always constant rumors about World War Hulk.
Right. Well, there's also
it
that.
It shouldn't be World War Hulk. It should actually be. Well, you can't. The way they set up, you can't do World War Hulk, not at least the way it was done, because it starts with Planet Hulk, where he was banished from the planet, you know, tricked because of his anger. Ragnarok. And he smashes the, which they stole that for Ragnarok.
Yeah,
right.
They basically did Planet Hulk. Yeah, they basically did Planet Hulk for Ragnarok. But there's
two key pieces in Planet Hulk that set off World War Hulk. That's why you can't do it. He was banished, so he was angry. He ended up smashing his ship, which got him to the planet because he messed up, right? But then the ship was there. But then while he's on the planet, which they took pieces of that for Ragnarok, he does a lot of that, but leads them to victory, right? Becomes kind of the king of the planet, gets a wife, has a child, and them tinkering with the ship to try to pick off pieces somehow triggered a self-destruct and murdered a lot of his people, including his child, spoiler alerts. And that sets him off to such a level of rage, he figures out how to get back to the planet, and that kicks off World War, because he's going to kill everybody on Earth.
Right.
How do you get him so angry now that he wants to kill everybody on Earth?
Yeah, I see. That's what I don't know. I mean, the presumption right now is, since he was in the Sicarian ship to go presumably back to Sicar,
exactly.
Then we're probably gonna get his kid, his son, Scar. It would be my guess.
Yeah, but now, but he didn't survive.
Well, in the comics,
they don't have to follow the comic book storyline.
Well, and Scar is in the comics. I mean,
multiple timelines, all that jazz. Yeah.
But so they could still do that. The question is, though, he was really motivated by his wife getting killed, and they don't address that at all. In fact, you would think they would have said something in Ragnarok, and they didn't.
Well, he didn't have a wife in Ragnarok. He didn't have a
kid. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, they bypassed that whole part of it. So now, who knows? He could have had a wife or a concubine or something that gave him a kid while he was on, you know, the planet. Cool. Whatever. But they didn't. We still got to get motivation for World War Hulk to happen, right?
Now,
and so maybe what they do is they bring Scar back to Earth, and Scar gets killed, and just do that, and that would set him off.
I don't see them doing a World War Hulk line with this banner, Ruffalo Boom playing this banner, because he's not that character.
15 years of journey has made him a different person.
Well, yes, exactly.
And they've opened up the possibility we could get a multiverse.
It could be, he could just be going because there's a different Hulk over there
who did have a wife and she did get killed by these guys who he already killed in his universe, but he needs to kill them again. You know,
maybe we get Maestro, but how do we get Secret War out of Hulk?
Well, there's something going on for Secret War, because they're working on, on Secret War.
Well, yeah.
And they're working on, no, Secret Invasion. They're working on Secret Invasion.
Secret Wars is later.
Armor Wars.
Right, but Secret Wars is coming later, and that's like phase 6 or whatever it is.
Come on.
So the thing is, even though they mentioned Secret Wars, we don't know which one we're getting. Like, are we getting Beyonder Secret Wars, or are we getting the weird Doom patchwork world Secret Wars, which is probably what we're going to get, based on the incursions, because they've been talking incursions already.
Yeah.
And that, honestly, comics wise, was kind of a hot mess. But they're probably going to lean in that direction because it's easier.
Well, plus it gives them Doom.
Right, exactly.
And that's a great way to lead into Doom and lead into Final Fantastic Four and lead into other stuff. Right. But there's still so much stuff to introduce. You know, you gotta figure out a way to bring in the X-Men. You gotta figure out a way to bring, on the smaller scale, you gotta figure out how to bring Deadpool into MCU.
Right.
Did you see the thing where somebody was saying the way that they should introduce the X-Men into?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Basically just do a clip like the first scene of his movie or something is like he's sitting with a laptop and he just copies everything from a Fox folder to a Disney folder and just, you know, it's never mentioned again. And then
the mutants
just show up in MCU.
Oh my God. Right. That would be brilliant.
People are like, that's a dumb idea. I'm like, yeah, it is. It'd be perfect.
That'd be so brilliant. Yep. So good. I mean, we know we're working on the Secret War, Secret Invasion, all that because of Fury and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Right. And,
oh, yeah. That's all Skrulls. All Skrulls are coming.
Yeah.
And that, honestly, that is when we should get the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
During Secret Invasion.
Well, we got them in Multiverse.
Yeah.
So. We got the Fantastic kind of. One in Multiverse. Yeah,
I just, you know, I'm at the point now where I'm like, stop teasing me about the X-Men. Stop teasing me about Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Just incorporate them. And if that means you just incorporate them in a way that's just simple and as Wait, if they've Kurt, already did, been here, I don't care.
Did we talk about it or did I see it somewhere else? There was rumor of another cutscene from Multiverse where like the video of their fight is being reviewed later.
Oh yeah, no, that we talked about that. So okay, that, yeah, that was a deleted cutscene where at the end the mid-credit scene was the somebody watching a video of the Illuminati getting killed by Scarlet Witch.
And like a security video watching it back.
Yeah, like video. A security video. And then at the end of the video, you see a blue arm stretch out to turn it off. As if it were Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because there was a rumor that he didn't actually die.
Because it was the dumbest way of taking him out ever.
Yeah, it really was.
So they should have kept that cutscene in.
Well, and in the comics, Mr. Fantastic is all but immortal. Because he's so rubbery or stretchy or whatever that even to torture him, to stretch him out that much.
She unraveled his existence.
I know, but there, the bigger thing wasn't the unraveling of his extremities and everything. It was when she made his head pop. That was the telling for me. Like we saw his head pop with a little bit of blood and that was about it. So yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that even Mr. Fantastic can't come back from brains on the floor.
Yeah.
And Wolverine can.
Wolverine can.
But he's dumb. He didn't need
Hulk brains. Hulk can.
Well, Hulk is.
Hulk can.
Well, no, we got Grey Hulk in the universe now, so I love that.
Yeah.
Well, they teased the name Grey. That you called it Smart Hulk. I think it's a dumb name. And as he said, the hair is really gray, and there's something else. I was like, yeah, he's the Grey Hulk, but it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got? What are you guys looking forward to? What is the next big thing in the Marvel universe? I forget.
Well, what is coming up?
I know we got another big movie coming right around the corner.
Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wakanda is at the end of this month, right?
Yeah.
Is it this month or next month? This September now.
No, September. Wakanda. I thought Wakanda Forever was November 11th.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And then we get the Guardians holiday special after that.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
You know what? This is really weird to be concentrating on, but Guardians holiday special. What are they going to do about Gamora?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a Gamora.
Yeah, there's a new one that popped.
There still is.
There is now,
but she's not the same Gamora.
Right.
She's the bad Gamora.
Right. So here we go. So Black Panther, Wakanda Forever is November 11th. Ant-Man and the Wasp is February 17th. Quantumania, so the third movie. Secret Invasion is in spring of 23. What If season 2 is early 2023. Guardians of the Galaxy volume 3 is May 5th. The Marvels are July 28th.
Next year's big.
Yeah, Echo is in summer of 2023. Loki season 2 is in summer 2023. Ironheart is in the fall. X-Men 97 is in the fall. Blade is scheduled for November 3rd. Agatha Coven of Chaos is supposed to be for winter 2023. And then we move into 2024 with Spider-Man freshman year, Marvel Zombies, Daredevil Born Again. Captain America New World Order is scheduled for May 3rd, 2024 right now.
Yeah, that's insane.
And then Thunderbolts for July 26, 2024.
Mm-hmm. Which means they're gonna bolster up the Thunderbolts roster more next year. I think we got most of it already.
Well, I think we have most of it. They do have the all the dates are gonna change. They're gonna move stuff around. But they have a tentative Fantastic Four date for November 8, 2024. Avengers the King Dynasty for May 2, 2025.
Yep.
And Avengers Secret Wars for November 7, 2025. So, like, they're kind of put the numbers in, and they're like, okay, they're going to move them around as stuff happens, but that's a long list of things on the docket.
It is. It really is. A little insane.
It's going to be cool, man. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Great to know that MoviePass is coming back for all of that.
Oh, yeah. That was interesting news.
Are they actually doing that?
Oh yeah!
It is returning. We don't know what kind of form it's going to be in. We'll see what happens.
I signed because I was a previous customer, right? I got the emails. So I signed up for the beta list because I want to see the shenanigans. I want to see what BS they're bringing. So tonight I got another MoviePass email, and I opened it up excited because Joe and I are both running the program. We just want to see the shenanigans. It was such a horrible train wreck of a program. I just want to see what they're doing to try to make this work. Their beta test is going to be in Dallas, Chicago, and St. Louis. I think it is. Okay. That's it right now. And I'm like, okay, let's see who I want to know the tiers. I want to know what ridiculousness that you're charging. Because
they were a train wreck when they set it up because it was kind of all over the place. They were basically what set off everybody else doing, right. Hey, okay, we got a monthly subscription thing now. They're the ones that went, nobody wants to go pay, you know, we can get people to go see your movies. Nobody wants to pay full price every single time. Give the people a deal. They will come see all the movies.
And by the end, it got locked down to you can only go see weird movies, like off
the beaten path. Yeah, it was pretty bad at the end because nobody wanted to take them.
AMC was starting to, why is Uatu not? Okay, I just have to click it. Oh, ongoing effects are doubled. Okay.
At
the same time.
The problem is that they waited too long to come back. And really, look.
What they need to realize
is that most people go to the same theater every time to see the movies that they see. So if you go to an AMC all the time and you go enough, you're probably going to be an AMC Stubbs member.
Right.
And for $20 a month, go see.
But AMC Stubbs wasn't a thing yet.
No,
not then.
But it is now.
Yeah. So we'll see what they do. I mean, AMC Stubbs, Cinemark. I have the Cinemark thing.
Right. So they may have caused a lot of that to happen. But that's not helpful.
Yeah,
right? That's the thing, though, right? AMC, all them, they fought MoviePass. Then they made their own thing, and then on top of that, how are you going to beat that? So AMC MoviePass is $20 a month. Plus, I get rewards if I buy stuff at the stand,
right?
And now I'm getting more money back, and I can go see three movies a week, unlimited. Right. IMAX, it doesn't matter. I don't understand. MoviePass, how are you going to compete? How can you compete when they can just say, no, we don't want you here?
That's the thing.
I'm sure they'll figure something out.
I just don't think you can. I mean, that's the...
I'm actually just curious as to what they're going to do.
Me too. So I'm actually curious as what this week in MCU is going to do this week.
We're going to talk about She-Hulk Episode 4, which is fun as hell.
I think the other ones were a little better, but I like it.
Yeah. I mean, there's less in this in terms of like meaningful content, but doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's still fun as hell. So, we'll talk about that. And there's a certain character with a very familiar sounding name, but apparently no relation to the thing that we're going to talk about on Saturday.
What time could I tune in to find out what you're going to talk about?
That should be 10:30 a.m. Eastern time over on twitch.tv/BOByKurt.
Should be. That's our normal, but it should be that time.
It really should be.
Should be. You're stressing the should be's.
I am.
We keep winding up on a Sunday. We keep winding up on like other days when stuff is happening. You know, shit happens.
Yeah. I thought I was just exhausted. The episodes go out. I saw y'all go on Sunday. So that's supposed to be Saturday. My brain.
Well, look, it's my fault. I got caught up in the summer party end of things. And so either I was preparing for a party or recovering from a party or something. One of them is like we couldn't go on Saturday when my wife was in the hospital for a little while.
Sure.
And so
makes sense.
Yeah, so I just couldn't do that. But I think we're good for this weekend.
I think we should be fine.
Yeah, Saturday should be good. So
awesome. Where else can they find you, Kurt?
Oh, okay. So yeah, mostly on Twitch at VO by Kurt, but Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok at VO by Kurt, and I'm streaming usually multiple times a week at night, either Snap or my most recent obsession. And it's a terrible name for a game. I'm just going to say it right now. It's a terrible name for a game. But Disney Dreamlight Valley. And it is a combination of Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing with Disney IP. It's a beautiful looking game. It's addictive as all get out. And it's free if you have Game Pass. So I am playing that and streaming that quite a bit.
I think so. I pre-ordered that. Not pre-ordered, but like Game Pass will let you preload or whatever. Say, hey, yeah. I think I saw that. I watched the preview on Game Pass. I said, okay, I'll load that for Zoe. But the way you're talking about, I might just play it with Zoe.
Right. Okay. Yes, that would not be a bad idea. And so another thing is Disney D23 Con is coming up. Mm-hmm. And Disney Plus Day is tomorrow?
I think Thor landed for Disney Plus Day.
Yeah.
You might be right. But there were supposed to be a bunch of new things. Oh, there were. Okay, yeah. So that was today. I didn't read everything that was going on. We did get Thor and Love and Thunder drop. We got an Obi-Wan Kenobi making of documentary, which could be interesting.
Oh, nice. I will watch that.
And then, the new Cars TV series with Lightning McQueen and Mater, Cars on the Road.
Oh, I didn't know that was coming. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Let's see. So, and we were hoping for some new trailers for a bunch of stuff. The new Pinocchio, I said earlier, dropped. Yeah. So, and between this and like, I didn't see any new. Oh, they have a new sneak peek of Andor, which is the new Star Wars series coming out, which we're going to be doing the next group for Andor, which debuts on the 21st. This week in Batuu, we'll be making a return with Phil and I co-hosting and doing the This Week in MCU treatment to it. And hopefully Phil will like Andor better than he liked Obi-Wan.
He didn't like it?
Obi-Wan had a lot of problems. Mm. I didn't have as much of a problem with it as Phil did, but I had some problems with it. The best part about Obi-Wan was Leia.
Yeah.
She was great. That kid was great. But otherwise... I had some issues with it, but you know, it's because we knew where everything was supposed to end up anyway.
Sure.
So that, you know, Rogue One didn't have that much of a problem for me because I knew where it was going to end up as well. But Andor, we shouldn't have that. Andor should be a brand new story. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, Andor is about, from what I saw from the preview, was about the guy that's in Rogue One.
Right. But it's a, but it, but it's a new story, right? It's it, like, it, we don't know about him other than his end.
Right. That's fair.
We know where that's going to end up, but we don't know much about him otherwise.
Right.
So, yeah. So,
I really like Rogue One. What I want is a movie about the other two, the two buddies.
Yes. Yes. I thought that they were working on something like that.
I really want to see that.
I do too.
More than anything else, I want to see Donnie Yen do a full on Star Wars movie with that character.
Right. So, hey, Sen, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me every morning on twitch.tv/SenRaven for some Marvel Strike Force stuff. And I'm trying to do some other times. You know, I was streaming a little earlier today because morning was super busy with me being tortured. Otherwise known as dentist. So I streamed in the afternoon today, and I might actually be on later today, maybe on the weekend as well, as I'm getting into the DLC stuff for the Spider-Man game, which was excellent. I got to finish that up on stream about a week ago, and I haven't started the DLC content yet. Game? It's the 2014, I think, was one that came out on
the one before Miles Morales.
Yeah, so they brought that out on PC recently. It is absolutely fantastic. The Miles expansion or game, because it's separate game, but that's coming to PC in October, so I'm looking forward to being able to play that. But I finished the main story. I'm going to jump into the DLCs, but I've been waiting to stream it before I do that.
Well, DLCs are so good. Did you at least do the Black Cat DLC while you
I haven't done any DLCs yet.
But the Black Cat one was all throughout. They added extra missions inside the city that he goes.
Okay.
So, and then you got a Black Cat outfit for Spider-Man that you.
Oh, no, I did that. I did that.
Yeah, no, that's part of the DLC. That was an add-on. So you did.
Okay. Well, I did the stuff that's in the regular game with Black Cat, but like there is a heist DLC. There's other stuff. So I'm looking forward to playing all the DLC stuff.
Cool. All right. Charles, where can people find you?
Apparently trying to figure out if I'm going to win this hand on Snap. You know what? There's going to be a lot of good Dragon Con content coming out here in the next month as we've recorded. It looks like we successfully recorded and streamed more panels than we did before. Hopefully, cause I invested in some other things that will help bring out the sound in the travel rooms, because that's where we had some issues before. And it was better. So we're going to have some more good content coming out. If you live streamed it, it's great. But there'll be some polished things coming out. One EMS, we were getting geared back up to come up with that. And I keep getting asked for Finding the Story season 2. So I am going to do everything I can do to, make that a thing.
Sweet.
So that's where you can find me. So hopefully, if life happens, we will be back next week with more shenanigans and awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce.
I like sauce.